This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a little-known rule in the National Hockey League, little-known outside the sport, I suppose, that lets teams whose goaltenders have been hurt, they carry two, so if one goes down, they need a backup. Anyway, teams can call emergency backups, older guys or guys who maybe played in college, to put on the pads. Nathan Schoenfeld, bank manager by day, got the call on Monday from the Arizona Coyotes. Nathan, it's good to speak with you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
So tell me what happened when the Coyotes called. What were you doing when the phone rang?
I was at home with my wife. We have twin boys that are 5 weeks old, and we were giving them a bath. And we have a 2.5-year-old as well that was running around, so we were handling all three when I got the call that I was needed. Luckily, traffic was pretty good on Monday with it being a holiday, so we got there just in time to get ready for the game.
When was the last time you actually played competitive hockey?
Competitively, it was probably 10 years ago, since I've played in university for Arizona State, and that was the last time I've played real competitively.
Are you in shape? I mean, you're what, like 31 something?
31, yeah. I'd say I'm in shape to chase around a 2.5-year-old, and but that's kind of the extent of it. I don't think I'm ready for NHL game shape.
Were you sitting there the whole time going, please don't get hurt, please don't get hurt, please don't get hurt, please don't get hurt?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. You're just hoping things go smoothly. And I have practiced with a team before, so I'd have been not comfortable, but maybe ready to take a couple shots. Yeah, I don't know how ready I would have been to play if needed, though.
How often does this happen? Do you know, like, around the league that they call some random dude from the community?
It happened one other time this year, but it was a little different. It was during the game, and so the guy, it was in Minnesota. He sat in the locker room for the third period, but he never went out to the ice.
Wow.
To actually be able to sit on the bench for the whole game, I don't know when the last time something like that has happened.
Do you have a connection to the team? What's your connection to the Coyotes?
I do. So my father-in-law actually works for the team as the equipment manager. He's the one who gave me the initial text. And my dad had worked as a head coach in the late 90s for the team as well. Uh-huh. So I have some connections. I know some of the players pretty well, most of them really well after the last couple of days.
Yeah,
but I have a little bit of tie-in from before as well.
Yeah. Did you get paid for this? You must have gotten paid, right?
I don't know. I mean, that's kind of the question going around right now. Even the players in the locker room were asking what my check was going to look like. But I think I'm going to get a jersey out of it, some pictures, and lots of memories. So if there's an actual check involved, it'd be a nice little bonus. But so far, I'm pretty happy with everything we've gotten.
I bet. Are you a hero now at the bank down there?
Yeah, everyone's gotten a kick out of it. There's been articles passed around in emails, and you know, we've been Googling my name, which is weird to say, but you know,
new articles keep
popping up, so everyone's getting a kick out of it for sure.
Nathan, thanks very much. Good luck to you.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks.